Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and vlogger. Beside me today is Jack Vanek. She's wiping her mouth because it's covered in champagne.
Yep.
Clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek Clothing. And to her right, Miss Kelty Knight. What are you today?
Entertainment journalist and Instagram icon.
Wow.
It's not true. 50.2.
Thousand
followers.
Who do we have with us today?
Oh my gosh. Get ready for this, you guys. This is the intro of all intros. Our guest today is a three-time Grammy-nominated badass, way cooler than we are kind of gal. I've seen her play live, and if you think that the lady gang has potty mouths, you need to go online and see the moment of Elle doing the acoustic version of My Pussy, My Crack. She started gigging around New York City when she was 16 years old, using a fake ID to get into nightclubs. And recently, she won the CMA for Musical Event of the Year for her duet with Dierks Bentley, Different for Girls. We're so excited to have her. She's so cool. Please welcome to the lady gang, Elle King.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you. What an intro.
Good?
Yeah, that was really
good. Did you like it? Do you feel better about yourself in general?
I feel very amazing.
Do you want to have Kelty go with you everywhere and intro you like that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that she has to from now on.
Do you have a hype man? Because that's a thing in music, right?
I bring my mom with me.
Okay.
And my mom is like a pretty good hype man. And she also, like, when I'm tired and want to go take a nap in a corner, she just kind of like dances for everyone. And so that's kind of like a hype mom.
Okay. Hype mom.
We have a thing that she thinks it's really funny. She calls herself VIP mom. Hmm. And she does like hashtag VIP mom. And she makes like hats and t-shirts and she wears it. And then she meets like other celebrities' moms. And she says like they're honorary VIP moms. Pretty cute.
Is Bieber's mom jealous that she didn't come up with it? I feel like she would be, right?
Yeah. She actually trademarked it already.
But my mom did meet Bieber, and he was like, whoa, you're beautiful.
And my mom, yes, he hit on your mom.
That's like her claim to fame.
That would be anybody's claim to fame.
You're like, yeah. I have this daughter who's been nominated for some Grammys before, but my claim to fame is the time Bieber said I was hot.
I mean,
you're right.
I think so.
So normally we don't have our guests in this part of the show, but because you're so special, we're having you today.
Thank you.
You're going to join us for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Okay. Who wants to kick us off?
Oh, my God. So many good things.
Kelty?
All right. I'll start.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll start with my Good Week.
Uh-huh.
It's musical for you.
Ooh.
Beyonce. Have you heard of her?
Stop. I'm done. I'm bored.
Yeah.
Beyonce
is pregnant.
No. Beyonce was on my television lot where I film my TV show, and she was next door, and the whole world like kind of ended. And so you guys know, like, I don't really freak out over celebrities except Paula Abdul. And like when I heard Beyonce was on the lot, I was like, oh my God, Beyonce's here. And then everyone else got hyped up. So then I felt like I needed to get in on the hype. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not in the beehive. Like, I don't care at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't.
No, I don't care. Really. I actually don't even. I'm like, please get a new outfit. Like, I'm sick of the bodysuits. dudes. But anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm into it. So I went on like a deep scout out for Beyonce on the lot to find her. I'm not kidding you, you guys. She had three snipers on the roof of the building looking down. And then this is the best part. She had a partition, a blue partition that like followed her song? Around. Literally, driver, roll up the partition, please. So like, let me do it.
People,
if this glass of champagne is Beyonce, everywhere she went were a whole bunch of men going like this to like cover her up so that no one could
see
her.
What do you think their job description is on their W-9 or whatever it's called?
Partition W-2. Holders?
They're like, bitch, actually. Beyonce's bitch.
That's insane.
It was pretty amazing. So even though Beyonce spent 15 hours next door to my office window, I never saw her. She was behind the partition. Was she even there?
That's why there's probably never really that many paparazzi photos of her, are there?
I think there's lots of paparazzi photos for her, but she's pregnant, so she's probably doing like some big exclusive anyway.
Or
but
probably because she's not really pregnant or carrying her own children, and that's why they're being so crazy about it. What do you think?
There was that whole thing that she wasn't actually pregnant
before. Yeah, because she sat down at Oprah and like her stomach indented like it was a fake pregnancy pooch. Do you remember that with the first baby?
You guys are crazy.
We are. I know, it sucks.
Anyway, I was really excited because I have to be honest, on the CBS Radford lot where I work, it's not a good lot. Like, it's NCIS not. LA, The Talk, Baby Daddy, and like
every multi-cam that gets canceled.
The odd couple that like lasts three episodes and it's canceled. Like, this is not the lot where like cool people are coming.
Interesting.
Here's my bad week. All right, so I had this elaborate plan to get more press for myself so that I could become more famous.
So weird. Really? I mean, you know that Kelty does call paparazzi on herself, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever called the paparazzi on yourself, Al?
No.
Because she's psycho.
So mind blown right now.
Did you know that you can call the paparazzi on yourself?
I heard that people do that when they go to airports.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I always wondered about that.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people get out, pretend they're going in the airport, and then get back in their Uber and drive home.
Yeah, I saw Leanne Rimes do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that's she's hungry. Cool.
You know you're like thirsty.
She's real hungry. She looks. She needs to eat.
Yes. Hungry for so many things. Not just food.
All the things. The dink, the food, and the press.
Thirsty.
Where do you call them?
So mostly I usually call my paparazzi in New York. I have a guy. And I say like, hey, I'm in New York. And he goes, oh, where are you going to be? And I said, oh, I'm going to be at this hotel or I'm going to this event, whatever. Like also Julia Roberts is coming. And he's like, I'll get you on the way up. Like I tip him off to like where other people are going to be. So like the next time the paparazzi chases you, it will be because I was like, oh, Elle's going to be walking out of Becca's house.
And she'll get a picture of me instead.
In front of you.
And then I'll be going out 10 minutes before to get my picture. But I'll be like, oh my God, hi.
And in her photos, she's always like, ah.
Yeah,
she does. She looks so surprised.
It's like a turn back with a smile.
And I was like, oh my God, you're taking a picture of me. But I knew he was going to be there. He's been waiting. He just texted me.
It's literally just
there.
A photo shoot.
Anyway, back to the plan. My bad week. So I had an elaborate plan. I was picking out dresses for the People's Choice Awards. And I was like going through the racks because I rent my dresses because no one will dress me for real. So I have to pretend, you know. So anyway, I go through the list of dresses and I was like, wait, I love this blue dress. Someone has worn this before. Perfect. I will wear this dress and then I will tell all the magazines to put me in it for Who Wore It Better.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. That's a nice setup. Yeah.
So I wear the dress and honestly, the girl who wore it before, sorry, it's like your bestie, Leah Michelle. Mm-hmm. She wore it and I thought she looked hot, but I did in my soul think I could outdo her.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I've got this. Like I'm going to do more.
I feel you.
So I did it with a teal eyeliner and a giant ponytail and like a gold strappy sandal. And I really thought I have won this fashion face off. So of course the next morning I get to work and I start emailing all my magazine friends. And I was like, hey, you know that favor we've always talked about? This is it. And then I sent the pictures that I had already like cut and pasted together as a fashion.
Holy shit.
Wait, you sent in her picture too?
Yeah.
Were you up all night like on PicStitch or whatever that stupid app is? Are you kidding me?
Diptych. So I put it in. I was like, look at this. This is my favor. And then so my girlfriend Amanda at Life and Style was like, I got you, girl. It's going to run in 2 weeks. So then it runs. But then she doesn't tell me. She just sends me a Facebook message. Hey, you're going to be in this week's Life and Style. And I was like, yes, because the last time I was in Life and Style,
I don't know. I can't keep track. What?
I won against Rita Ora.
Who's voting on these?
Oh my God.
I don't know who won. Who votes. Anyway.
No one.
Just make up a random number.
I think they just make it up. So anyway, I was really excited. So I went to the 7-Eleven and I got the magazine and I'm flipping. I'm waiting for myself to come up.
Oh, she's so sad.
And what happened?
She won.
I lost. And
by how many points?
There's no points.
Yeah, they usually do like a percentage.
Do like 46.
It's yeah. Like, no, this one is just an X or check. Oh. Who wore it better? Not me.
That's karma.
So it backfired.
And then they said her teal. Hold on, I'll show it. I'll show it to you.
Oh, you have it?
You have it.
That's weird.
I know, so, she posted it on Instagram, didn't you?
I did not. I would never.
She posted,
well,
posted
while
on
she's pulling this up, let me just tell you a little story. When I first moved to this little la-la land from New York, I had to start working with a stylist because apparently that's what you do. And I... Here it is.
Aww. Read it, Becca. Read it in dramatic actress okay. voice.
Oh, and it's such a big one, too. Okay. Effortless elegance is...
Lit?
Is hashtag it...
Oh.
That sounds stupid. Both beauties achieve bombshell status.
Oh, that's
hey!
Nice.
In a plush $1,595.
Didn't buy it.
Gucci
and Oots.
Gucci and Oots.
I don't know how to say
number.
It.
But Kelty's teal eyeliner and teased updo got a tad to 1980s.
I was going to say, it sounded like you're going to an 80s prom when you're describing it.
They're
that.
Calling you Paula Abdul. You should feel good. And it pays off. Bardot-inspired fringe and barely their makeup give off seductive bedroom vibes, and opting for a deeper plunging in the neckline ups the allure even more.
When you borrow the dress, you're not allowed to tailor it.
No, you're not.
It's bullshit.
Oh, that's why God. I can never borrow pants.
You're like 5 feet tall.
I swear to God.
Anyway. Okay, next. Who's up next? This is going on way too long.
I didn't finish the story. My stylist was like, okay, so here's this dress. So-and-so wore it last week. They didn't get photographed very much. She goes, but let me tell you, there's two women in this industry, in this town. There's the ones that try to do the who wore it best, because then you get in publications. And then there's the girls who think that that is like the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Guess what kind of girl I am.
And guess what kind of girl I am.
Elle, have you ever been in a Who Wore It Better?
No.
Because you wear originals right from the runway.
She's just cooler.
No, yeah. I kind of do have a new secret plan to be on every worst dress list.
Hmm. Well, Kelty used to live there, so she could give you some pointers. You could even borrow her clothing.
And asshole. Now you know what to do. You have to send in your own photos. This is bullshit. Just too much about me.
Jack, good week, bad week.
Okay, I'm going to start with my bad week. So the other day I was at Starbucks waiting in line, and you know, there's all these weirdos doing things in the Starbucks, and I like turn to my left and I see this lady sitting and reading a book, and she's taking a piece of her hair like this, twirling it, sticking it in her mouth,
spit.
Slobbering all over her hair.
Was she homeless?
Nope.
And then what?
And then I'm wrapping it around her nose.
No.
And then holding it like that and sniffing her disgusting spit. And I got a picture to prove it because I'm not a liar.
Ew.
She was like, I'm not lying. And spit is like my biggest fear in life.
Too.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I have like a spit phobia. I hate the smell of it. Mm-mm. If you like get it
like
anywhere,
French kissing is like weird, right?
Worse.
Like making out, it's like just don't put your tongue.
Yeah,
in my
just
mouth.
I don't want spit anywhere. So that
blow
was like
jobs. Don't even get me started. It's the worst, right? I give like the Palm Springs version of like a blowjob because I try so hard to get no saliva anywhere.
No, that's the grossest because then it's
the driest.
Skin. Yeah, and then you ugh. Okay.
Yeah. Back to your story you about the lady. Okay.
That was it.
Ugh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I would have probably dry heaved.
Oh, I'm back.
Are you guys? No, I'm not done.
Oh, shit.
Her good week.
Sorry, I got so
this
bored.
And my good week. You were just talking for 20 minutes. My good week is dedicated to you, by the way.
Uh-oh.
True friendship.
So my mom was cleaning out my parents' house.
No.
And yeah. She found.
No. No,
I know what this is going to be. Awesome things of Kelty and my
mutual ex-boyfriend.
Gimme.
That one.
Are you?
That's the one we had sex with.
Let me see.
I didn't have sex with him.
I got to see a closer look at this.
Not only did she find the magazine.
What?
She found this bag.
Mm. Let's see if our stuff was similar.
Including.
You keep these things?
My parents did. And there's also.
This is so amazing.
He looks
like. Are there
like
emails
he's,
printed out?
No, there's a printout of one of his live journal posts back in the day.
Oh my gosh, live journal.
About
Whoa,
me and all
so
the
dark.
Comments.
But then this is the best thing.
Who printed that? You did? Or
yeah,
you
who
did?
Printed that?
My mom, because
yeah,
she's
Yeah, who
insane.
Printed that?
Okay.
So there's all these like
she's
letters.
An only
and
child.
Things.
Her mom keeps everything.
My mom is like my biggest fan.
Wow. What
this.
The hell?
This was a note that I wrote after we broke up.
Oh.
You just read this, Jack.
liar, greedy, backstabber, fake, cheater, hypocrite, heartless, selfish, horrible, drama queen, wicked, unappreciative, careless, ruthless, asshole. I was like a child.
Like, you two are so much more unstable. Well, no, I knew Kelty was. But, like, I feel scarily outnumbered now that you're just very
I'm telling you, I'm internally nuts.
Crazy.
Do you want to leave? I just never let it out.
I feel so good about myself. I feel so sane and okay. I do. I mean, I thought the intro was good, but, like, what I'm going to take away from this is, like, dang. It's like what I feel like when I watch Maury. It's like, you're doing great, Elle.
It's how I feel when I watch The Bachelor.
Is that a public service? Well, I just joked. Don't even get me started on that. So,
Becca.
Okay, I'm ready. So, my bad week. As you guys may remember, a few weeks ago, I was distraught because I went to go get a bikini wax at my place with my girl, who I've established a really solid relationship with. And they just tell me when I walk in that she's no longer there. And they can't tell me where she went. And she's not coming back. And I'm just going to have to use someone else. Well, guess what?
She's back.
Nope.
Oh.
I opened my mail yesterday.
Wait.
Sent you a letter from her new place.
Nope.
You never said if this is a good week or a bad week.
And this is bad.
Bad. Oh.
And I opened the mail. And it's from my hospital, Cedars-Sinai. It's a letter that my OBGYN.
No.
Is gone and not practicing anymore.
And that's the worst.
The worst.
Because who do you trust in your vagina?
That's the thing. Why are all these women who are in charge of my vagina abandoning me?
Elle didn't want to say it because she's in my
vagina. I don't know. Maybe take
vagina?
A look down there.
Is it my vagina?
Have
it
you done the mirror like thing? Because
my last time.
The common denominator is now you.
Your vagina.
It's now my vagina.
Yeah.
But I am, like, so devastated because I'm a couple years from having children. And, like, normally I would probably just, like, go find someone else, whatever. But that's, like, a big thing. The woman who I always imagined
people, like, leave
my feet being in the stirrups and her face being the one I'm looking at.
Is she old?
No. I think she's going through some medical things. And I want to reach out, but I feel like that's kind of creepy. But, like, I know when
this woman has had a silver duck bill of metal in your vag and opened it like this and took a real good look. I feel like you can reach out.
I know, and we're pretty good friends. Like, but here's my plan.
But are you gonna reach out and be like, oh, are
they
you okay?
Give me her personal info. Wait. I already tried. But I know where her daughter's getting married and when.
Do not show up at the wedding.
You know there's a Curb Enthusiasm upset about this.
No, there is.
Yeah. Where he keeps calling his doctor. Yeah. No. And he's like, don't call me. We're not friends.
But I feel like she is my friend. I'm not making this up. I'm not imagining it. And I just feel like, what if I not go to the wedding, but like send something to the wedding and be like, please
call me. It's just a picture of you. But what do you do the vagina mold and send it. Miss me?
What do you think is going to happen when you contact her? You think
maybe
she's going to come back and
freelance.
Practice?
She could freelance.
She could be your midwife.
That's true.
You could get a doula.
But I'm upset. Anyways.
That sucks.
I'll keep you updated. I have to find an OBGYN. I haven't had a pap smear in years. Here's my good week. So I have this friend who used to take acting classes at the Church of Scientology.
Amazing.
And he told me that there's this trick that they use for actors. And they tell you the way that you book all your jobs is to walk in a room and make everybody think that you want to have sex with them. So make everybody feel like sexy and make them feel like...
Isn't that just like
life?
Actors?
No, I walk into a room and
or
it's like
everybody that you're competing against.
It's like the opposite of what
I wear a bra that's
like
so stuffed, so I think I'm trying
to
be sexy.
No, but it's not about you being sexy. It's about like you making that person feel sexy. So you leave them with this feeling of being like, that person made me feel sexy and like wanted.
How do you do it?
It's like this
magnetic kind of like...
It's like this eye contact. Like apparently Tom Cruise, every time he meets somebody, he like looks into their eyes and he's like, Elle, nice to meet you.
That would make me uncomfortable.
I'm Tom.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Especially coming from Tom Cruise.
I wouldn't take that as like, oh my gosh, she wants to have sex with me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, she wants to have sex with me.
Well, you somebody else, not Tom.
Tom Cruise does this.
Oh.
Yes. So my friend was trapped in an elevator with him and she said it was really awkward.
Did he do it to her?
Yeah. She's like, it was like being in a robot who was like, with a robot who was like short circuiting. Like he could just keep smiling
trying
and like
to have sex with
contact
you.
And saying her name over and over. And so, anyways, so I was like, that's the opposite of what I've ever done in my whole life with, yeah, like dating, with everything. Like, I got my husband to marry me by making him think he's like the grossest person in the world and that he's never going to find someone to love him because he's too gross. You know what I mean? That's... And like casting directors, I'm like,
I don't, do we know what she means though?
I do. Yeah. That's how I got,
you know?
Yeah. That's how I get my guys.
Yeah. You're like, you're too attractive. I got to break you down.
No, it's
I got
to like do in the army. It's like break you down just to build you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Break your spirit. And then you
this is a new way of thinking.
It's amazing, it honestly. Is. And how it makes you feel about yourself is like...
Putting somebody else down does make
see,
you feel
crazy.
Better.
You're crazy. We just tapped into it.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. To say that I'm not crazy is a lie, but that's
yes.
true.
So here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I was always kind of like, is this a real thing? Is it... I don't know. I'm waiting at the Sugarfish, the sushi place that's like you have to go to while you're here. It's like orgasmic. I'm standing at the valet waiting for my car and this like amazing Audi A7 pulls up with like very tinted windows. Charlize Theron gets out. She's meeting a friend and it's a gentleman, but they're clearly not in a relationship. They're like hadn't seen each other in a while because like they made a big thing of it. But then she like gets in his face and she's like, oh my God, your beard. Like, I've not seen you with this, like, beard before. And she's, like, so, it's so intimate. I feel like I'm, like, looking in on something I'm not supposed to be. And, like, this guy was just, like,
wait, is she a Scientologist?
I don't know. Oh. But it's the whole theory about, like, how to be successful in Hollywood. And this guy was not good looking. She didn't want to have sex with him, but she wanted him to think that she would have sex with him. And it was, like, amazing.
So smart.
And it's so smart, and I'm going to try it now.
We're going to try it.
Okay.
Good week, bad week.
Okay, let's see. Bad week, I got into a fight at the airport.
Oh, like a physical altercation?
No. But actually, it's kind of a two-parter. So I've been boxing, like, religiously. And I have never felt more, like, tough.
Yeah, no, I love this about you.
Yeah.
The new boxing L.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm, like, trying to, like, slow down on my, like, positivity pose. Because, like, people are like... You're getting weirdo. Like, I don't understand.
You're
like,
drinking the Kool-Aid.
You're walking straight. You're not slurring your words. I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. It's like people are like, they don't know who I am. and so I was taking the subway, and I have this way about me, and people just like want to just talk to me. I don't know what it is. I think because
you're just so approachable.
You're inviting. Am I?
You're like Charlize.
I wish I wasn't.
Got to get your resting bitch face on.
But it was like kind of a warmer day, and I get on the subway, and this guy follows me very closely and like starts talking to me, and like he's really drunk, and I'm just like, I don't have any money, and he just keeps talking to me. And then I go to boxing, and I walk out, and I see this guy, and he's following this girl. And she's going into the gym, and he kind of like follows her a little bit, and I'm waiting to go to the Knicks game, and I'm like killing time, so I'm like just looking at my phone, and he turns around, and he comes and he steps right behind me, and he goes, "Yo, could you tell me why there's so many good looking bitches out here?" And I didn't look up from my phone, and I just put my hand up, and I said, "Whoa." Just like feeling so tough and like strong from boxing, I just went, "Whoa. If you're going to call women bitches, you better step away from me."
Oh, my God.
And he goes, "I just need somebody to tell me why there's so many good-looking bitches." And I look up and I said, "Step away from me." Yes. And he was like, kind of like wasn't expecting like a blonde girl to, you know, be like that, like yoga pants. And and he just was like, shove it up your ass. And he walked away and I was just like, yes, awesome, that's cool. Like, I could just, like, give him right hook if he came back around. And I was, like, almost waiting for him to, like, grab me so I could just show everyone how tough I am. But then it takes me to the airport, which you can't use the same kind of toughness because the tougher you are with them...
They don't like it.
They're not going to let you on a plane?
No. And so I'm traveling without my fiancé, and we have a small dog named Sugar. And I guess this is segueing into my bad week. And she's a very small dog, and she's registered as a service animal.
Okay.
But the emotional...
Are we rolling our eyes like, is she a service animal, or like, she's really a service animal?
No,
like,
she's not a service animal.
Okay.
No. Service animal.
Emotional support animal?
She...
Or service animal?
As my mom would call her, she's a helper dog.
Okay.
what
do you help with?
She just helps you, you know?
She helps with everything.
But you need that letter if you're going to fly first class with the lay down seats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can't bring her.
Mm-hmm. I have the same letter, girl.
I have the same letter.
I've been forging it for years.
But it's what kind of dog is she?
She's a just a mix. She's a Chihuahua, like Min Pin mix.
Okay.
And she has a liver disorder, and so she's like, like what I wish I looked like, you know, like bones
gaunt.
Sticking out. Yeah, and just like she got like her teeth, so, like what I look like. And so but the letter is in my fiance's name. So I go up to the front, and the woman is like, it's so stupid. It's really, really dumb. I can't even believe I'm talking about it. But I get this woman to let me through. And she was like, you know what? It's fine. We're gonna let it fly. And she didn't charge me. And so we go through, and we have lunch. And then we're boarding the airplane. And the guy's like, I'm holding her. Normally, I would just, like, shove her in the carrier and, like, sneak her on. And I'm just, like, holding my little puppy. And he's like, we don't have her registered. She's not on the file. You're going to have to go back and talk to Diane. And I was like, oh, no.
Damn
not,
it, Diane.
Not Diane. No. And it's so dumb. And they just make you wait, you know. And I'm like, hey, he sent me back. The lady at the front, like, I obviously got through. And she was like, I'm just going to stop you right there. She's like, that doesn't matter what they say up there. I'm running the gate here. And it's just, like, so much attitude. And, like, I just was, like, wanting to, like, burst. And then somebody comes up and talks. And then they make you just wait. And they make you just stand there. And I see the last person board the flight.
No. Oof.
And I'm just, like, the last person just boarded the airplane. And she goes, so? And I was, like,
Diane.
Do you know who I am? Jeez, Diane.
Diane.
It's just, like, in my head, like, do you know who I think I am? Like, you can't talk to me this way. And so, like, I don't say anything like that because then it just makes them more mad. But she did say, why are you being so aggressive with me? And I was like, I'm not being aggressive. I'm just not going to – I don't need to go through this so much. Right. You don't have to make it such a big deal. And so finally she goes – she just, like, hands me my ticket and she goes, this is more of an exception. And I just went, thank you, Your Highness. And I just, like – literally ran on the plane before she could, like
– anybody could say anything?
And I heard her, like, walk behind me and say to the guy, like, who, like, scans her ticket, like, that girl. And I just, like, ran on and sat down. And it was great. I had a great flight. And then the flight attendant kissed me on my head. And it was great. Weird.
All right. When we come back, we are going to play a game of, pun intended, X's and O's.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Elle, now we get deep into you, Dr. Phil style.
Okay.
What has been the ish moment of your life? The moment where you thought you are the cat's pajamas?
There's been a lot of those, I think, but none that, like, really mattered. It wasn't more of like, oh, whoa, I'm so cool, because that's just, like, every morning when I wake up. But, like, the moment where, like, holy crap, amazing. Wow, I might actually be the next level was this past December, I got to honor Mavis Staples at the Kennedy Honors, and I got to meet the president, President Obama, and the First Lady, and it was truly an honor. And I also met Aretha Franklin, and I got to have dinner with Mavis Staples, and I met James Taylor and you know, Joe Walsh, and it was just, like, it was really amazing, and it was unforgettable. And I was like, boy, the caliber that I am running with now. And,
I was this, like, is what it's like.
Yeah, I was like, A-list. Oh my gosh, they let me in the White House, like, 2 days in a row. I was like, this is tight. And it was really amazing. And even though it was the scariest thing I'd ever done, it was really amazing.
What's been the Hollywood heartbreak? The moment where you thought, F this, I'm done, packing up my bags, out of show business?
Every day at noon.
Like, so you wake up thinking you're the shit. And by noon, you're like,
not so sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I work out, like, there's always big mirrors. And I'm just like, gosh, like, can you just cover that up with a sheet, please? You know? And so I just, like, want to quit. And then 3 o'clock rolls around, it's fine. No, but I really did... I had a lot of ups and downs. I got kicked out of a girl band when I was in LA when I was 21.
What was it called?
Thank God. Oh my gosh, no.
Okay. You don't want anyone to be able to Google it?
Vanity Kane? No, but all of us went on to have individual success, which is amazing. Really amazing. Yeah. And, like, one of them sang back up on my album, and she won The Voice. And then the other girl, her name is Ilse Juber. She's become, like, a huge songwriter. And I'm Elle King, so, like, I've obviously been pretty cool, too. but it's nice that we all, you know, stayed friends. But that was hard for me to get kicked out of a band. And I was like, I don't know if I could do this. And then I was fine.
Solo artist. What's the best lyric you've ever written? The one you love the most? Like, if I was going to get it tattooed on my face.
On your face?
No. Like, what's your favorite lyric?
Let's see. Well, I think one of my favorite lyrics, I'm high class in the category of white trash. Yeah.
I like that.
Pretty good one.
Yes. I like that too.
Sums me up a lot. I mean, don't get that tattooed on any part of your body, but.
So on the forehead, next worst dress, you'll see Kelty with that on her forehead.
And I'll be like, Elle King told me to.
Yeah.
She's A-list, so it could move me up from like the back of the magazine. Okay. I want to do this different for girls question. So you have this massive, massive smash song called Different for Girls with Dierks Bentley. And it talks all about the fact that like when you break up with someone, guys just go out and get laid and hang out and drink and it's fine. And then for girls, it's like all the other stuff. It's different. You can't just do that. So I want to know, what is the biggest thing that is different for girls than for guys in life?
Period. But also, I have to say, because it's really funny that I ended up being the girl who sang on this song, because I do all those things. Like in every one of my breakups, like I just drink, let myself and my apartment go. You know, that's exactly what I do.
Have
just,
intercourse.
Yeah.
You do the guy thing.
As Dierks would sing it, scroll through your phone looking for a Band-Aid. Uh-huh. but no, I just sleep with a bunch of people. But I think the most, like through a breakup or just in life?
Life.
In life? I don't know. I don't. It's really hard because I'm like such a boy that I don't even really know what it's like to be a true girl.
Would you say that when you do that sort of a thing, more people are more likely to call you slutty or trashy or whatever? And then when men do it, it's like, oh, he's just like going through a breakup. And
he's
like,
just a guy.
He's just having fun again.
No, people say that about me.
Yeah? Well, you're lucky. I think it's because you have very cool energy and you're confident. But yeah. Most girls
would probably, it's actually unfortunate, but I would call my friends sluts for doing that.
Yeah.
So it's a nice double standard for you and your friends.
Yeah, but the thing is that like, I don't really see like, I don't know. I think of a lot of my guy friends as like dumb bitches and like they act like little girls. And I know a lot of girls who act stupid as well. So I think everyone's an idiot in their own way. I know I am.
For sure.
So
not us.
I just, okay. You guys really are doing great though.
We're not idiots at all. Like not even a little bit.
Last thing. I love an inspirational quote. It's my favorite. I have them all in my mirror at work. Just keep me going. Do you have a mirror message, Elle King?
I love this Tina Fey quote. You can tell how smart someone is by what they laugh at.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh. That's nice. That always just like rang true to me because a sense of humor is so, so, so important to me. And I mean, as many like poop and dick jokes as I can make, like if people don't laugh at like my stupid things, like we won't get along, mm-hmm, you know?
Right.
But I just thought that was really smart, you know? Because you have to laugh your way through life. Otherwise, you're like going to be like just really sad all the time.
You know what other Tina Fey quote I love that might become a new mirror message?
What?
The one said, don't call me a bitches or something because bitches get stuff done. Remember that?
Hello.
That's true.
Well, I counted out all Sagittariuses in my life for a while because apparently a characteristic of their sign is that they don't find many things funny.
Oh.
And so every person that I met that didn't laugh at my jokes, I would ask them if they were a Sagittarius. Many of them were.
What's Sagittarius' birthday?
Yeah. Like late November, early December.
Hate those people.
It's because they hate when their birthday is, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Gravity
in life because everything's been taken from them.
Yep.
So don't date a Sagittarius.
Speaking of funny, when we come back, we're going to play a fun game with Elle called X's and...
Hose.
No, just O's, hose. Not hose.
I just wanted to say hose.
Just O's.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
Okay, so now it's time for a fun game I created because you have a hit song called X's or X's and O's.
X's or O's. Which one?
X's and O's. And you guys know
it. Why is that so
X's
hard?
And I mean, it's a major hit. And so I put together a list of male celebrities, and I need everyone on the table to vote X as in no thank you, and oh, but you have to do it in your like sigh oh voice if you're thanking, if you're saying yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
LL Cool J better be on that list.
Does anyone have a pen?
That is so random.
Yeah, that is. He's hot though.
And I love
okay,
it.
Okay, Bieber.
X.
I would owe him.
No, you have to do.
Oh.
Okay. X. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, we all know I love him.
That's not the game.
I did it.
She did it. She did it.
Okay.
X.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake has been an ongoing debate on this podcast.
It's an X for me.
He's so nice to his mom. Hello. And have you seen him dance? Like
he's an X.
It's an X.
Women.
It's an X.
He's either an X.
Miles Teller.
Oh, yes. Oh, love him.
Okay.
X.
I love
him. I don't know who that is, so X.
You're like, so O. Oh. I'm going to say X. Oh, he's God, a dink. Chris Pratt.
He's a dink.
Chris Pratt.
Ooh.
Yes.
No, that's not the game. It's not yes. It's X's or O's.
Oh.
Okay.
X. What?
Funny. He's funny.
So hot.
I like neck tattoos. I don't know.
Whoa.
It's
a very so distinct. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Okay,
requirements.
Well, forget the rest of this list. It's an O from me. Zac Efron. Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh.
X. X. Too short.
O if I'm hammered.
That would work, right?
O all day, all night.
There's
all
no
the
neck
time.
Tattoos.
Just yeah, but have you seen his abs? I mean, doesn't matter.
Chris Pratt has abs.
He's not Zac Efron. Have you seen Neighbors?
Yeah.
I'm going to say O. Like,
mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. O if he wears those things right. in his shoes that make him taller.
What are they called? Splints?
No, they're lips. Called lifts.
Lifts. Oh, if he has lifts,
oh,
I do.
If we're like in the 70s lifts. And men yeah, he needs platform lift. Shoes.
John Stewart.
Oh.
X.
Oh. It's hot.
He's hot.
Okay.
I like his beard now.
Hugh Jackman.
Isn't he gay? No, he's married.
He's married.
Yes?
He's been with his wife forever.
Well, that's true.
That's true. Jack, really? I like that you think about it so much. Like, the rest of us are like, whatever.
Like, they're actually asking.
Yeah.
Like, is Hugh Jackman going to take
like, you're
going to
have sex with him.
He can dance.
He can dance.
He can... How... I'm just going to go. I would like to know how tall he is, but I'm going to say O.
Very tall.
He is?
Very tall.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say X.
He's tall?
X for me.
Very interesting.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, for sure.
No, that's not the game.
She said O.
No, you said O. You said O for sure. Sorry, I thought that was a comment.
Why do you hate me today? Jesus.
Say O. Like O, like an orgasm. Like sexy.
I have different O's for depending on the person.
Okay.
Different levels?
Yeah.
I'm going to say O in The Hangover. But that's it.
He was so hot in The Hangover.
Before he knew he was hot. You mm-hmm. know, I just hate that he knows now.
I think he knew he was hot in The Hangover.
I don't know.
No. I think he was not hot
in The Hangover. He knew. I think he knew. And I think he's too, like, frat guy, mean boy for me. I mean, Wedding Crashers killed it. So, X.
I need to not like
Bradley Cooper.
I'm saying X because he has shifty eyes. Like, when you do an interview with him, he's like this. Yeah, and then I really was excited to be in it. Like, you're lying
drugs,
about something.
Dude.
Oh, he's on drugs? Allegedly?
He also got allegedly, he also gets liposuction.
Mm-hmm. Where?
And I know this, allegedly.
Wait, where does he get lipo?
If you say, I know this, you can't say allegedly. It.
Allegedly, I know this.
Okay. Channing Tatum.
What? Oh, yeah.
Hex.
What?
What?
He's such a, like, he's so hot.
Come on.
Doofus. Like, he's so,
doofuses.
Like, he's such a meathead.
But he's funny.
Yeah, like,
no,
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
He has, like, one of those weird, like, blockheads. You saw Magic Mike, though.
I love his blockhead.
Even worse than Magic Mike.
Yes. No. Oh, my gosh.
Body rolls? Like, body rolls?
I said no to Hugh Jackman.
Okay, fine.
But, like, don't.
I would be nervous around Channing Tatum because I can't dance, though.
Did you say, have you seen it? He just posted he's learning piano.
Oh, and
it
was, oh my God.
It was a little...
He's so cute. He's a bro, but he seems like a bro with a heart.
No, X for me.
He's
the
nice
same.
Guy, though.
He's the
nice.
Same shaped head as Bart Simpson. Brody Jenner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say X because when whatever
I had
show,
sex with him last week and no. It was just okay.
Whatever show that
I feel like
he'd
be shitty at sex.
The Hills.
The Hills. My mom was like, oh my God, Brody Jenner looks so much like your dad did in high school. He's so good looking. And I was like, that's it.
Never.
That's it.
Vagina dry.
He's hot.
Dry.
That's an X for me.
It's an X for me, too. Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said nothing.
Interview
with
a Vampire,
no.
It's the hottest man in the entire world.
He's oh. In Snatch? Like, oh.
I'm going to say.
I guess you're right.
And
that
also.
The hot,
oh, my gosh.
Then you can own.
Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt is like.
You can own half a Miraval. Yeah. No.
Okay. We have three more. Leo DiCaprio. He'll take you to, like, Antarctica. He'll, like, plant a tree in your vagina.
No, that's too... He's too humanitarian for me, X.
Meanwhile, he, like, bangs every underage model. In
no, I know. And then he'd leave me
allegedly.
For a 21-year-old.
Allegedly. I didn't see their IDs. I just heard their friends in the bathroom. It's not a big deal.
They brought a tampon.
Does anyone have a tampon
I'm gonna
in
say,
the bathroom? We all do, girl. We got you.
An absolute no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, X. X.
What?
Is what I want. Right?
Absolute O. X.
An absolute X.
That's like an O times 10. Like,
yeah.
It's
really?
Leo.
Leo.
Only
in the
DiCaprio.
Titanic.
If he does his South Hello. African accent from Blood Diamond, maybe I'd let him finger me.
I'm going to say Leo in the Titanic, but then I would be almost robbing a cradle.
That's fine. He asked my mom out when he was like 15. My mom was like, no.
Your mom is getting it with she's all hot. The slaps.
No, she's super hot. She's a supermodel.
My mom's a, yeah, she's a babe.
International woman of mystery. Okay, two more. Harry Styles.
X. Tiny, scrawny.
Oh.
Really?
What?
Yes. I saw him at Cafe Habana in Malibu, and he was just like...
You're so cool.
But he was there by himself, which I found...
You have already told the story.
I know, because it changed my mind forever. And he was just like cool, and he was really nice.
Was it man bun Harry?
Did or
was
you talk
it was long-haired Harry. No.
But he was nice.
And he had like skinny leather pants.
How do you know
on,
he's nice?
Which in Malibu is questionable. It's a beach town, so it was weird. But like he was nice, and he like thanked all the servers when he left, and like and he was there by himself, so I'm like, I like a famous person who can like be solo and not be like, oh my god, I'm like so famous.
Yeah, because the paparazzi doesn't follow you unless you call him.
Well, no, but like with fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I mean?
But were fans coming up to him?
No, because I think if you play it cool and you're like, I'm just a normal person today, everybody respected that.
He went to a club on his own?
No, it was like a restaurant. Cindy Crawford's restaurant in Malibu, Cafe Habana, right?
Is it full
Isn't
of,
that what it's called?
Is it full of her like denim pouches?
I don't think so.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, I would do the 1-2 punch if I had a restaurant and denim couches. Is that the same person you know who I'm talking about, or is it a different person?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm like nodding.
I know. Rooms to Go?
Yeah.
Rooms to Go.
No. She has like with a.
Oh, wait. Both those sluts peddle furniture, but I can't remember like which one has denim.
Allegedly sluts.
Alleged sluts.
Cindy Crawford is the mole.
Yeah.
She's got a denim sofa.
Yes, she
does. She's got a denim couch set.
I know what to get you for your birthday.
That's amazing.
Please. Oh my gosh. Also patches on it.
Are you going to do Harry Styles?
Yeah.
X. Yeah. Not for me.
It's an X.
I don't like a pretty boy who like tries to, not to cut you off, but no. You have to be like really hard.
Hard.
Neck tattoos, like, again.
Like probably has tattoos, a big wiener.
Okay, last one. Nick Jonas.
X.
I just want to remind everyone, this is the middle Jonas that has real musical talent.
Nick's the youngest.
Nick's the youngest?
Yeah.
Joe's the middle.
Oh, you're right. Joe and his eyebrows. Okay.
Nick is the one that is the only one that's talented.
Right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
They're all way too small.
I'm going to say X to any Jonas anything.
What about bonus Jonas?
Which one is the bonus Jonas?
There's a fourth brother that wasn't in the Jonas Brothers.
Are you kidding
me? I think his
me?
Name's like Harold.
That's
and
the
his
saddest name, no, he's Jonas. I've ever
he's
heard.
Also very young. He's That's, like 10
yeah,
years old.
Yeah, he's a baby.
That's unfortunate. Would you bone
he
a Jonas?
He has so much money, he doesn't care.
I mean, I was obsessed with that song, and I lost my shit at Jazz Fest side stage, so that's an O from me.
Which Jonas?
Nick Jonas.
Nick.
Which song, Jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That album was
it was pretty far.
Was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to that song over and over.
He didn't write that song.
It was very JT.
So what are you saying? And then I did a mashup of that into The Weeknd's Can't Feel My Face.
Yeah, you did.
And it was really badass. So it's like a pretty good song. But it's also the same song as Can't Feel My... They're the same song. But every song was the same song if you really think about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
On that note, since we'd all bang Nick Jonas... Would you bang him?
No.
No.
Oh. Since only Elle would bang Nick Jonas, we're going to move on. She clearly has life figured out, and when we come back, she's going to help you guys figure out your life's burning questions with Ask the Lady Gang.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and get yourself a retired emo kid shirt. And match me and Kelty.
I don't actually have one. My friend Jack Bannock hasn't given me one yet.
You haven't asked me for one.
You haven't bought one.
My 20% off.
Yeah,
Lady
you
Gang
can use code Lady Gang. Okay, so for this part of the podcast, we have all of our listeners writing questions about like life, love, whatever, and we give them questionable advice on how to live their lives.
Hopefully, it's not about breakups. After seeing that letter you wrote.
Oh my gosh.
I can give a good breakup letter advice.
Mm-hmm.
I give good breakup. Block them. Never see them again.
That's the only way to do it.
It's crushing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our first question comes from Sage, and I like your name, Sage.
Me too.
She says, my boyfriend of 2.5 years is bisexual. Recently, he disclosed to me that he wants attention from guys and is actively seeking it out on Instagram as well as in his daily life. He says he just likes the attention and doesn't want anything else. He also says he has no doubt in his mind that he wants to be with me for the rest of his life, but I now have doubts. What do I do?
Block him. That's just people, everyone in the world, stop letting people treat you badly. No. just say, I don't want that in my life. Unless you are into an open relationship.
Right.
She doesn't sound like she's old enough to be dealing with this. No. You're not married to him. No. He's not the one for you. You want someone who's going to give you all their attention and love. And that's just sounds messy. You don't want that. You don't, you're not like dying for him.
I feel like I'm bisexual after hearing that advice.
Oh my God.
Just for Elle though. That was great.
That's like the best, like that was great advice we've ever gotten for any question.
That's
like
a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt.
I don't know
that's
how.
That's a song.
I need to, yeah, write that down. It's going to be a long t-shirt.
Block him. Bang, bang him, block him.
Yeah, ooh. It's true. I think it doesn't matter that's if it's, good. I think the bisexual thing she's using is like a clutch or something to be like, oh, well, he's like bisexual and it's not like a thing. But what if he was doing that with girls?
Yeah, you have to look at it just like with anybody.
Yeah, just as a human
it's
being.
It's not about the sexual preference. It's it's about the fact that he's craving attention from an outside source.
Right.
And it means that what you're doing is not fulfilling him. And so if you are that naive to think that it won't go one step farther, I feel sorry for you. You need to like take a step back and realize your worth and care about yourself.
And block him.
And yep. Block him.
Bang him, block him.
Boom.
Jack?
Easy. Second question comes from a boy.
What?
Anthony.
Hello, Anthony. One of our five boy listeners.
Hi.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay. Have any of you dated a guy who has a foot fetish? What are your thoughts on a foot fetish / feet worship? Sucking on your toes? Only women's feet on wikifeet.com.
Becca, my feet are on wikifeet.
Becca is rated beautiful.
Me too.
Feet.
Compare feet. Compare feet right now.
No, I'm not.
Al, pull out your foot.
No way. No
that's
way.
A good foot. You
do have a
it's because your feet are so small.
No, again. It's because they're beautiful.
I think it's because they're small.
They're really little.
There.
Yeah.
How big are your hands, though?
Big.
Wait, your
fingers are long.
Wait, can we talk about wiki feet? What the hell?
What do you mean?
There's like a lot of...
okay, your foot's too close to me.
Like
disgusting.
They'll like crop your feet from red carpets.
Yeah they will.
So wait, you're rated. What is your rating?
I don't know my rating. I don't click on that.
Is it just celebrity feet or is it like any feet?
Yeah, what level of celebrity?
Like Kelsey, we know who you're emailing in an hour.
Are my feet on there?
Kelsey's gonna be in a corner taking pictures
She's
of her feet.
I'll be like, guys, finish Ask the Lady Game.
Like, Kelsey, what are you doing over there?
Okay. Okay, anyway, so what do you guys think
of
foot fetish? That's
not really a question, but...
Do you think this guy is a creep?
Couple footy people.
You have? Really?
Have you ever had your toes sucked?
Yeah.
I have.
My fiance paints my toenails, too, and, like, loves
Does he like it?
Yeah. Like, I've had guys, like...
Guys are...
You know, you do things with your feet sometimes, and, like,
Like a handy, but a footy?
You can do a
footy. Like a foot job.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be not really coordinated in that.
I'm really coordinated. I can write with my toes. I'm not going to show you, because I don't
Anthony,
care, but...
she's not on the market...
But yeah, sorry, but
somebody else on wikifeet.com might be.
Wow.
A footy.
What are your thoughts
on
foot worship?
I don't know what the question is.
He's saying, what are your thoughts on foot worship and foot fetish?
Whatever floats your boat.
And also, but also just come out with it out of the gate.
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
I think most men probably do.
I think there's darker shit out there. So if somebody's got a foot fetish, like, just... throw them a parade, okay? Because they're
it's
normal.
I've had one of my girlfriends dated a guy with a foot fetish, and all he wanted to do is buy her, like, Louboutins so she could wear them in front of him.
I mean, like,
that's
okay
the
with that.
Best situation that could ever happen in a foot fetish.
Done.
Yeah.
Anthony, get it.
Live your best
life. I'm wanting to buy a Gucci bag, Anthony. If you want me to, I can probably, like, send a few photos for, like, some money. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Our last question comes from...
Send you some socks. Worn
dirty socks.
Oh my God. That's gross. That's my worst nightmare. Okay. Our last question comes from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I recently got married and I'm so happy with my husband. However, recently I've been having dreams about my ex-boyfriend that I dated for 4 years. We had a very bad and messy breakup and I wanted nothing to do with him. Now I'm having these weird dreams about him now that I'm married, about how I should leave my husband for him. He's this changed person and I should go back to him. How do I get these dreams to stop? I hate this because I'm so dedicated to my husband and I really know he's the one for me and I feel terrible about having these thoughts.
Okay, wait. I'm going to just jump in.
I love that, like, when you first started, you were like this.
Oh, my gosh.
And now you're like, I'm here with a lady gang.
Okay, well, first of all,
we
like,
gotcha.
Talking about relationships and weird stuff is like, okay, it's my life, okay? I have, my whole life is just weird stuff with relationships.
I hate to talk.
Okay. A, Anonymous, you need some closure. B, you need to realize that you have a really good thing going. You married this person and you broke up with that person for a reason. It's right. very, very, very important. You have something in your subconscious that is pulling up these dreams, that is making you focus on them. And because you're probably not in contact with your ex, it's giving you this codependent thing. And don't talk to your husband about this. You really shouldn't, because it's just going to bring up a lot of like self-conscious so, and like jealous issues. So don't. But you need – I think it's healthy if you look him up. Don't call this dude. But I think you need to see that a lot of people don't really truly change their behavior. And so if you broke up with this person for a reason and then you got into a healthy relationship and got married, you need to remind yourself of that. And you also don't have to like give in to every like weird like indulgent thing that you may feel you have to do because you're having these dreams about this ex. Just – remind yourself that people are your exes for a reason, and sometimes they work out, but most times they don't. And take it from me, I wrote a song called X's and O's because I always sleep with my exes. It never works out. So be good to your husband and either search him and find out like that he's still awful and never think of him again, or just push it out of your mind and focus on the good things in your life.
I feel like I can't really top that.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
I will say that once I interviewed a brain surgeon about this, and she, Dr. Jill Boat Taylor, have you ever seen her TED Talk?
I
know, she's amazing. And she told me the reason that you can't stop thinking about your ex is because when you think about something incessantly for a long time, it makes the neural pathways in your brain easier. So it's easier for you to think about your ex than like think about math. You know what I mean? Because it's something, it's like a road you've traveled a lot.
Yeah,
and so right. when you've spent all these years or months or whatever, like obsessing over this person, it's very hard to shut off your brain like that because it's like open. And so you really have to train your brain.
Yeah.
And I also think better to be like having weird dreams about your ex and getting those emotions out in your subconscious than to be like spending hours of your life when you could be watching The Bachelor or whatever, like looking on their Instagram and accidentally liking their photo from 100 weeks ago. Like, yeah, it's just better to let that. Like, sometimes I think your sleep is about.
I don't know which of those actually sounds more depressing.
Well, the thing is, I think that she knows that it's weird because she's not like, oh, when I think about him in my waking life and I'm like looking at his shit.
No, but she's like, should I leave my husband and get back with him?
No, that's what her dreams are saying, that the guy says that he should do that.
Oh my gosh. She just needs to meditate.
Her question was like, how do I get them to stop? Because I love my husband and I'm static.
Stop your dreams.
But that's the thing. It's like sometimes people have weird dreams and like sometimes they don't make sense. There's obviously some weird subconscious thing that's happening and something that's like, some kind of a closure issue or something.
She could write a dream journal, and a lot of it's actually really important because I have extremely vivid dreams and I remember a lot of my details. And so if you write a dream journal, a lot of times you can see a lot of like common denominators, like weird threads throughout your dreams.
Yeah.
And you can, like, if you are in therapy, you can talk about them with a doctor, and you could like work through and find your own like answer in your subconscious, you know? Like, I like to dissect my own dreams, and like, don't do it on dreamjournal.com. Like, that's not, no. They're like hallway.
Sounds like livejournal.com.
it's true. You should keep a dream journal. That's what you should do. And don't let your husband read it.
Oh my God.
Don't leave it in your bedside table unlocked. Get one of those like little locks from seventh grade.
Hide the key in your jewelry box.
That's a whole different problem.
Okay.
Probably.
Anyway, Elle, I think you were fabulous.
Thank you.
Even though you would make out with a Jonas.
Yeah.
We're not going to hold that against you.
Boom. Do you know he's been sleeping with the – who does the
– Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson. Not anymore. They're done.
Yeah, so but like weird, for a while, though. Like she's
true. Penny Lane. He's got game.
Okay. Anyway, we love you so much. Where can everyone follow you on social to follow you along?
Instagram is L King.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I got it early. Boy, did I. I don't really tweet anymore, so there's no point even going on that.
And you're working on new music right now, right? A new record coming?
Yes. Yeah. After this Grammy week, I jump straight into recording my second album. And I hope people are excited to hear it.
I can't wait to hear what song you write about the Lady Gang.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Maybe more than one.
Thirstybitches.com.
Okay. Crazy girls.
Crazy girls. Yeah, no. No carbs. Okay. Ready?
See you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.